You are now inside a flying saucer.
Our destination, the planet Earth. Our race is old, dying, our planet dead.
Only you of Earth, you and your women, can give us life.
It has been rumored that a new People's Army has been formed by a certain Commander Flack. A few minor incidents have already been reported, and further unconfirmed reports suggest that this is a definite attempt to overthrow the present government, which is led by Mr. Flash. We would like to stress that these are only unconfirmed rumors, but we will, of course, bring you up-to-date news and information on these reports as they come in. Meanwhile, we do urge the population not to panic and to remain calm during the crisis. Please stay tuned to this station for further bulletin.
Give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we
go back? That's what I'm talking about, baby. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a very, very special It's All About Me, starring me and Scrambly Scrambler.
Hi, Halls.
Say good morning, Scrams.
Good morning, Scrams.
That's what I'm talking about. A little bit of Macklemore in the house, baby. You know why I'm playing Macklemore?
Because he's from Denver.
Hells no. He's from Seattle, baby.
You've really embraced moving to Seattle.
I have. I'm all on the bandwagon. I'm like totally bandwagon.
That's okay. So's the rest of the whole everybody.
Yeah, but at least I freaking live here.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? It's really exciting, though, because after living in Florida for 10 years and they have absolutely no team spirit whatsoever, they are so fucking crazy out here with the shit that with the Seahawks stuff that it's just like you can't help but get excited for it. I love it. I love because, you know me, I'm a football girl born and bred. So team spirit. I'm all about the team spirit. And the teen spirit, baby.
So I just found out yesterday, and I don't know why this hasn't been a bigger deal, but the Seattle Seahawks cheerleaders, I found out what they're called.
The Seagirls. No, what are they called? I forget now.
The Seagals.
Seagals, yeah. The Seagals. Get it, Seagull?
Seagals. How has that been not, like, news? Or
they don't really talk about the Seahawks cheerleaders.
I know, but they're called the Seagals.
Fucking hate seagulls. We have some really big ones.
The worst are when you're trying to like eat a Wawa sub at the beach.
Oh my god, I've been attacked more times than I can tell you. Like, I remember one time we were at the beach and there was a Subway right there, so we'd stop at Subway and then walk across the street to the beach. My girlfriend's son, when he was just a little kid, we were sitting there and a seagull came right down and grabbed his entire friggin' Subway out of his hands and flew away, and he was friggin' bawling.
You know what you know what you have to do? you have to put a towel over your head and you have to eat like you're a lady doctor going, you know, when they like the go under the sheet move. You have to do while you're trying to eat your sub, or otherwise they'll come down and they'll pull the lettuce off and they'll flap you in the eye with their wing. And
oh, they're the worst. And then they'll sit there and freaking stalk you, and they won't look at you, but they'll just like, it's like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, and like suddenly one by one on, and they just stand there and they won't look at you directly, but they could see you out the corner of their beady little eyes, and they're just waiting to pounce. Bastards.
I threw a sandal at one of them one day and I hit him. And the poor, and I felt bad for hitting the seagull. And the poor little bastard, he must have got like sand in his eye, and he was taking his wing and hitting himself.
Oh, Scrambler.
I know, I was young. This was a long time ago.
Oh, animal abuser.
Then I was like, it's a seagull. Go fuck him. I was like, go fuck yourself, seagull.
You're an animal abuser.
I'm not an animal abuser. Seagulls are, they're horrible. They're rats with wings.
But you know what I heard? You know, all they have been talking about on the radio for the past week has been, you know, the Seahawks, obviously. Sir Mix-a-Lot had no idea Sir Mix-a-Lot was from Seattle. And he says that the Seagulls or the Seagals, guess what he says?
Does he say they have back?
They have back, baby. They have the best back in football. The best back in football.
Oh, of course he did.
Fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. He's got 3 minutes and 14 seconds of commentary for the rest of his life, and it's just Becky, her butt is so big. That's all he's got. That's all he has.
But they'll never forget it. That song will never get old.
No, and like people wear it, like girls wear it on t-shirts and stuff now, just like the oh my god, like just on the front of her, you know what I mean? I see it all, like it's like a YOLO saying. It's never gonna go away.
That's a really pretty picture, although it looks like it's photoshopped. I don't think they're really sitting on the grass in front of the Puget Sound.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't that look photoshopped?
If they are, it has to be shopped, right?
Yeah, that looks really fake, but
there's no shadows. It has to be photoshopped.
Yeah, because that's really cold down there. I don't think they want to sit there in front of it.
I told you, I had the best oysters I've ever had from the Sound when I was in Seattle. And I also had some river sturgeon out of the Columbia River from Oregon. Man, they got good wine and good fish out there in Seattle.
Yeah, they have orcas too.
With their fins that stand up
and
straight,
fins,
not flopped over.
Their fins stand straight up. When my girls from Florida came up to visit me this past summer, I took them on a whale watching cruise, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. But the whales, I mean, sometimes they come in to shore and they'll see them in downtown Seattle right off of the waterfront there, but that's very rare. And there's gray whales too. The gray whales are like 50 million times bigger. But so we had to drive way up north and get on this boat, and they have these boats that go way out into the Puget Sound, and it takes about 2 hours to get out, and there's a pod where they live in the certain seasons, and this happened to be whale watching season in the late summer. It was August, early September, and we got to see some, and it was just freaking amazing. We saw a whole family. There was little babies and the mom and the dad, but we were on this huge boat. I mean, you know, like 200 people can fit on it. There was these guys, they were right near the shore, and they were in a fishing boat. That fucking big whale, the big daddy whale, was right in front of their boat, and you could see them freaking out, like this whale was three times as big as their boat.
And this is one of the gray whales, or is this one of the orcas?
The orcas.
So this is a tiny little boat.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a tiny boat, it wasn't like a rowboat, it was a nice boat, you know, like a big fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
Personal watercraft, not a... you know, real fishing boat, like a personal watercraft, like these dudes were just out there fishing, you know, and they were only, you know, however many yards off a shore. They weren't out in the middle of the Sound or nothing, but this whale was so close to them, and you could just see them freaking out, like, holy shit. And they're up on the deck taking pictures and that, and I'm thinking, one wrong move and they're all dead meat, because that thing is going to land on them and they're just going to go down. I can't wait to go out there in Mike's boat. You know, Mike and I have a boat. He's working on it. He's always working on it. The thing will never run, I swear to God. But once he gets it running, man, we're going out there and I'm going to see all the whales.
I put up a picture of the Denver cheerleaders too, not to unwhale you here. I'm listening to your story.
Stupid cheerleaders.
Well, how great is it that both teams actually have cheerleaders? We haven't had cheerleaders since like 86 for the Bears.
The Steelers never had cheerleaders ever.
Oh, really? So we had the last year we had cheerleaders was either the year before they won the Super Bowl in 85 or the year after. And, all right, I guessed what the baby got back, what he said about the guy. What do you think the name of the cheerleaders for the Bears were?
The Cubs.
No, they were the Honey Bears.
Oh, Lord. That's so gay.
I know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Know.
Disney Spy makes a good point. Disney Spy's in chat. We got a lot of people in chat. Disney Spy, Scrambler, OV. I saw Roe. I saw Suspended 666. Who else is in there? Red Sox. Hi, Red Sox. Go Pack Joe. He's in Istanbul right now. Lady Chucker. Pikey. My best friend, Pikey. I love him to death. Everybody's in the chat. So anyways, yeah, Andy's not here today. And Scrambler is my backup man. Love him to death. Andy had a pipe burst under his house. Well, not only one pipe, but two pipes. You know, they had that big deep freeze last night where they don't usually get that cold. Last week, I meant. You know, remember when he did his weather report and it was the Antarctica outside? Yeah, he had two pipes burst under his house and he hasn't had water since, I think, Tuesday.
So he's got lots of piss buckets.
Lots of piss buckets. The piss buckets coming in very handy. I don't know where he's shitting. I hope he's not shitting in the bucket. That's really nasty. I don't know if Ethel has had to utilize the piss bucket as well. And he's been showering with bottled water.
Oh my goodness. Why doesn't he just go to like a hotel or something?
Because Ethel can't go. She would freak out. I said, why don't you just go to Karen's house? Because Karen said he could come over and take a shower. And he's like, no, I don't want to bother them. I'm like,
is that his sister?
Karen is his servant.
Okay.
She comes and cleans the house and does his stuff for him. Runs errands for him. It's his servant girl. So anyway, so Rorschach made a little something because he's going to miss everybody today. So I'm going to play a little message from Rorschach.
Hello, everyone. I am the actor Mead Composition. I play Rorschach, Andrew Black, Sweet Baby Andy, Sweet Dick Andy, on the It's All About Me program on morelikeradio.com on Saturday mornings. Unfortunately, I cannot be there this morning. I had a pipe burst in my house and I am fresh out of water. And I'm making this recording for you all, my dear fans, before the employees show up to work on my pipes again. I have cold water this morning, but no hot water. So I'm afraid I won't be able to do the show with a bunch of men standing around, if you know what I'm saying. But listen, I want everybody to have a good day, and Holly and Scrambler Chicago, please do a good show and don't ruin our goddamn reputation.
I think he threatened you.
I think he did, too. Did you see that? I actually just got a picture he texted me of his bathroom. I put it in chat.
Oh, that's lovely. Those look like garbage cans. I hope Ethel's tall enough to get on top of there. Like, she might need a step stool.
I never knew he was English.
He
does a really good job hiding that on the air.
He plays a part. He's just like the guy from House.
Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, yes. You know how I never knew Hugh Laurie was English for years. I loved House, watched House for years, was flipping the channels, and that Inside the Actor's Studio thing was on, and I saw that he was the guest, so I stopped on it, and I'm like, what the fuck? What's wrong with him? Why is he talking with an English accent?
And you know, there's so many actors that you hear, they're all Australian and British.
That guy that was in the Blue People movie.
Oh, geez. Avatar?
Avatar.
Sam Wentworth?
Yeah, he was Australian.
Sam Worthington. Oh, geez. Punchy's going to kill me for Sam Wentworth. Sam Worthington?
Uh-oh. Joe Conte's calling.
Oh, no.
Good morning, sir.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Just peachy. How are you?
Good. I just have to say, the more messed up shit that happens to Rorschach, the more fascinating that fucking guy becomes.
He grows on you, doesn't he?
He's so fascinating, and he could do his. You should do just a half hour on really what is going on in that skull of his.
He is a very bizarre man. Even P. Rock told me this week that he's growing on him.
Oh yeah, what's going on there, Scrambler? How are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm just fantastic.
Driving down the road, listening to this shit, huh?
Yeah, just cruising around, enjoying. Although Holly is the only person who broadcasts that says photo that I wouldn't just put my fist through my dashboard.
What did I say?
No, it's your accent, the photo and boat. You're the only person that I wouldn't fucking drive my car off a cliff because I love you. But anybody else saying boat and photo, and I would light my car on fire while I was in it.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that bad.
But it's fantastic because it comes out of you, Holly.
Thank you. I love you, Joe. You're the awesomest.
I love you, Jay, too. But, yeah, he is so fascinating, and I hope everything works out for him. And if we all need to go and do a GoFundMe thing so we can get him a bigger bucket, I have no problem with that.
Okay. Well, I'll get one started right after the show and tweet it out. Andy is an enigma.
I don't want that money going towards. I don't want that money going towards the pipe getting fixed. I only want that money going towards the bigger bucket.
They had to rip up his floors too, because he doesn't have a basement. You know, where his house doesn't have a basement, so they had to rip up his floors to get to the pipes that burst.
Don't care. We could put gold fucking plates on the bucket. We could put his name with glitter on the bucket. Whatever it is, all the money has to go to the bucket.
Oh my God! You just gave me the best idea. I'm going to Home Depot right after the show's over.
You're going to bedazzle a pistol?
I'm going to go to Home Depot and then stop at Michael's.
That's great. Well, before you go to Michael's, put on 200 pounds and put on sweatpants. Because that's the only way you're allowed to go into Michael's as a woman.
Okay. God. Yeah. You're rough.
I know. I'm in a good mood, so I'm just having a good time.
You sound like it. Well, thanks for calling. I love you.
Right.
And listen to Conti and Kenny on Mondays. And what
all
time
right,
are you
I'm
on?
I'm going to call in one day.
I know. He's asleep by then. He goes to bed early.
All right.
He's a tired boy.
Have a good show.
What time is your show on? I know it starts 4 o'clock my time, so that's 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, the only time that matters, Eastern Standard Time, right.
Yes, so tune in to hear Conti and Kenny Michaels.
All right. Well, you guys have fun.
All right.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
All right. Later.
I love Joe. He's my best friend. You know that?
He is. He gave me shit because I never said hi to him when we were in New York.
Mm. You didn't say hi to him?
No, I was outside. I was outside hanging out with Big J.
Smoking cigarettes.
Vaping. Oh. And he had to get out of there. And then on Monday, I start getting all this shit and I'm in chat listening to the Conti and Kenny show. And he's busting balls saying I didn't come and say hi to him.
You're so rude.
I know, I'm awful.
So tell us, you told me a little bit before the show about a exciting event that happened in your family this week.
So I got a call yesterday from my father and my mom and dad. They've been on vacation up way, way north, almost northern Michigan, snowmobiling for the last couple of weeks. But he gets a call saying my brother's girlfriend borrowed my mom's Jeep. And my mom's cool as shit. She's got a lifted Jeep with like big tires on it.
Wow.
And she, you know, it's her second one. She loves it. She's always wanted one since she was 16. So that's like her new thing is Jeeps now.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah.
Is this a snowmobiling trip where your dad almost died?
That was a month ago. But yeah, he fell in the water.
So this has been a real. So continuing on with your story, this has been a really exciting vacation for them.
The ice and snow, right? Yeah, no, they go up every weekend. We have a house up there.
Oh,
they go. It's like 250 miles. They drive way, way up north, and they because that's where my parents, my dad grew up up there, and that's where my mom and dad met. So they go up there all the time. And look at Disney Spies from Big Snow, which is what they call northern Michigan. They get crazy, crazy snow up there.
Oh, next time you're there, you should go and visit him.
I should. Mm-hmm. So I get a call saying that my brother's girlfriend borrowed my mom's Jeep because her four-wheel drive and her Chevy Blazer wasn't working and flipped my mom's Jeep, rolled it twice at 45 miles an hour.
My God.
And I'm going to pull up some pictures here real quick.
Is she okay?
She is. My first question was, what the fuck was she doing driving the Jeep?
What's her name? What's her name again?
Well, her name is Essence.
Essence?
Essence.
Is she a fucking stripper?
No, that's her real name. So if she's not a stripper named Essence and that's her real name, what would you have to conclude?
That she's a black?
She's a black. That's black. Right.
Like Tom, my father would say, she's one of the blacks. Oh my God. Is she all right?
Yeah, no, she's cool. She's cool.
Why did she do that? Did she like slip on something?
So I asked if it was a Taliban attack, if there was an IED on the side of the road, and they laughed. But so what happened was here's the Jeep. I just tossed it up in
oh,
chat.
Oh, that's a sweet Jeep.
Yeah.
Bitch. What was she like texting and driving?
No, it was at 3 a.m. She works at she works at one of those big UPS like where they start at like 2 a.m. and they're done at like 10 a.m, you know, like one of the middle distribution centers or something. I don't know what she does there, but so it was like 3 when it happened and she hit black ice.
Not the black ice.
So what did I say? I called her a racist asked her why it couldn't be white ice. Because I'm an asshole.
Can I just say something really fast? I love to just things that people say just remind me of my past because it's my past is just so exciting and colorful with my family.
Yeah.
One morning, many, many years ago, I was getting ready for work when I lived in Pittsburgh. And my dad called me and he's like, Holly, I just want to tell you, be careful driving to work today because there's a lot of black ice out there. I was like, what? What black guys? He says, what? And I say, what are you fucking talking about? Black guys? What are these black guys outside? What is there, a fucking riot?
Yeah.
No, black ice. I swear to God, that was a telephone conversation between me and my father. And I was like, oh, black ice. Okay, I got it. Thanks, Dad.
All right. Well, I'm going to put, so she stole your mom's car, Alan wants to know.
Oh, Jesus. So tell, so you were telling me about her. She's a, not only does she work for the Brown Company, she is a bodybuilder as well.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a picture up. My brother, he does strongman competitions. Oh, so here's my brother in essence.
Wow, your brother's really big.
Yeah, he's 6'4", like 290 something. I don't know.
I want to see a picture of her with her muscles.
Oh, geez.
I want to see her muscles.
I'll find them.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, she's cool as shit. And she's like, all she does is just make black jokes all the time. Oh. Like her and I, we get along so well together, just busting balls.
She is very pretty. I really like her. I'd like to hang out with her and bodybuild.
Oh, her and, yeah, because her and my brother, they both do that. But she's a fitness model.
Nice.
So that means she's above a bikini model, but below like a full-fledged bodybuilder.
So has she been on the cover of like fitness magazine and stuff?
She's been in magazines.
Yeah.
This is her in chat.
Holy shit. God damn. And she got tattoos and everything?
Yep. She has tattoos.
I used to look like that back in the day when I used to work out every day.
So she's not a bodybuilder. She's a fitness model, I guess is what they're called.
Fitness model. Well, she's...
So, I'm sorry. She's a pro figure model.
Wow. See, I like that better. I like that look better than these skinny ass freaking models like Victoria's Secret models that have like no shape at all whatsoever. I don't like the muscly muscle women, you know, that like their boobs look like pectoral muscles.
Right. Well, I mean, she has fake boobs. I mean, if you can't tell from right there, but.
But see, I like a woman that has, I guess I like more of the sports bodies than model bodies. I think that stick figure bullshit is for the birds.
But she is very cool. And I don't know. There's a stick figures that like you have to have curves, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a curvy. I like curves. Good. I like, you know, hips and tits and whatnot.
Hips. The hips don't lie. So real quick, we're going to get to the Super Bowl stuff. I got a lot of Super Bowl stuff to talk about.
Oh, look at Bitter Chick. She's on her phone watching this and she's telling me that this isn't the Red Show. I shouldn't be posting up pictures like crazy like I do in that channel and that other show.
I commanded you to do that.
I know. I love doing it. It's my favorite.
And I went yesterday, you know, because I work really hard. Fridays, I usually, it's casual day, so that means it's show prep day at work. And I went online and I got a lot of pictures because I know Scrambler loves the pics.
I did, and I got to pull those. Let me pull some of those up and start tossing them in there.
So, well, we're not ready yet because we're not to that point yet.
I got to get them ready.
Oh, all you got to do is right click.
Did you put them in with the links and everything, right?
Yeah, all you do is right click.
Best calls.
Copy image URL.
Yeah, you got it. You know how to do it now.
Groundhog's Day is tomorrow.
I know. He's going to be wrong.
Well, you know, for the there's an article that I found on the HuffPost this morning, and they went back 25 years, and for over the past 25 years, he's only been right 42.3% of the time.
So worse than flipping a coin.
Yes. I mean, it's just, it's so stupid. It's just like, okay. And me being from Pittsburgh, where this all takes place is in a little town called Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney. You got to say it right. And it's actually out in the middle of nowhere. And if you're not familiar with College Town, Pennsylvania, most of the colleges in Pennsylvania, aside from Pitt and Carnegie Mellon and whatnot, are out in the boonies, like out in these places like Indiana, Edinburgh, Slippery Rock. All those places are out there, and that's where Punxsutawney is. So it used to be back in the day that before Bill Murray made Groundhog's Day and everybody wanted to go there and see the place, that it was just a giant party for college kids, and they used to go out there the night before and stay up all night and party and party and party because all those colleges were out there. Then, I mean, I've had my girlfriend, when she went to college, she went to Clarion, which is another little podunk town out there, and she would call me at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, baby, Punxsutawney feels like, yay, I gotta go back to sleep. But I actually have a little statue of Punxsutawney Phil from Punxsutawney.
Is it a bobblehead?
No, it's just a little ceramic figurine of a groundhog, and it says Punxsutawney Phil on it. Some little Amish person made and sold at their roadside stand.
So, you know, the movie Groundhog's Day, which is one of the best movies ever.
Yes.
They shot that in the town like 5 minutes from where I grew up in Illinois.
I saw that. I was looking online today, read it, because I wanted to see what is the origination of Groundhog's Day. And I saw that in this article that I found that they actually didn't film it there, which I totally believe because it's like Farmville. It's out in the middle of nowhere. I was there once and I had a relative that lived out there and we went out to visit her one time and like her neighbors were Amish and they came over to visit and they used to come over to her house so they could like do real stuff with like her husband would come over to use like the electric and shit like that. And so he couldn't tell anybody. He'd sneak it next door. But yeah, it wasn't even filmed up there.
No, they shot it in Woodstock, Illinois.
Interesting. You know what? Punxsutawney, the town...
Which is a horrible name, by the way. Any town that has an X that sucks.
It's an Indian name. Oh, it's good for Scrabble. Indian name for town of sandflies. Well, what the hell is that? Town of sandflies. That's bullshit.
That's the worst Indian name ever.
I know. Why would they do that? There's not even any sand there. It's in the middle of the country. But the first Groundhog's Day was celebrated in 1886.
Why did they need to start it? Did they just need some type of superstition in their life, or they couldn't get a groundhog to come out of a hole, or what happened?
I think they were just drunk and bored.
Probably. Okay, that makes more sense.
And some groundhog came out and he saw his shadow and they were like, oh yeah. And then like they started making up stories because they were drunk and they were sitting around a campfire and they started Climber was a member of the club, the Punxsutawney Groundhog's Day Club. I don't know. Gobbler's knob is a stupid word too.
Yeah, gobbler's knob is that everybody needs to watch that movie tomorrow. I'm sure don't they play that like 24 hours straight?
Probably on TNT.
Yeah, like they do with
Christmas Story.
Yeah. Well, now they play Christmas Story for like 3 days straight.
I know, really. Like, how many times can you see that movie? Red Sox put a picture of a little groundhog. He's really cute.
Is he given like the metal horns too? Look at that. He's a little punk badass. Look at him.
Yes. Raise a fist to the metal gods.
Metal child. Come on.
Whatever, metal child. Blah.
I got to stick up for Ronnie.
Yeah, I get it wrong. I get quotes wrong all the time. What's his nickname for you?
Scram Daddy.
No, Scrambly Scram Scram or something.
Oh, yeah. It's been a whole bunch of different ways.
I've known you for so long, but I never knew you.
Well, that's how we all are until we actually meet each other.
Oh, it says Groundhog's Day is the German tradition, and it holds that the sun comes out on Candlemas. Remember Candlemas? That was a band.
Candlebox? Is that what you're talking about?
No, not Candlebox. Candlemas.
I don't know what that is.
That's like a Punchy would know who that is. They're like a real heavy band. But German tradition holds that if the sun comes out on Candlemas, the precursor to Groundhog's Day, the hedgehog or badger will see its shadow and 6 more weeks of winter will follow.
Oh, badgers. So we could do this in Wisconsin.
So when German settlers came to Pennsylvania, they continued this tradition using groundhogs instead of hedgehogs. Hedgehogs are adorable. I would love to have a hedgehog. They're little. They're teeny.
Hedgehogs?
Yeah, little hedgehogs. And you ever see them?
They're like the size of like a softball, right? Or a baseball when they curl up?
Yeah, they're like little cute guys.
I don't know. I don't want anything that has quill.
I know. I saw he's so adorable, little fucking hedgehog. I saw a story last week when I was perusing the interwebs for things to talk about of some lady in like England, I think, that a freaking porcupine fell on her head.
I saw that. She had like 200 of those things in her head.
I know. Can you imagine? Having like freaking, she looked like a punk rocker. Like when I seen the picture, I was like, oh my God, she looks like a punk rocker with a million quills on her head. Like a little punk rock mohawk. Let's see if this works. Look at that little baby. So adorable.
They are cute.
I want to kiss him.
It's way better than a porcupine. Because a porcupine, it just seems like a hedgehog that's the size of a raccoon.
Yeah, I've never seen. That's like the one wild animal that I have never encountered.
A porcupine?
Yeah, where do they live?
I know we have them up in Wisconsin by the house.
Yeah, I've never seen one. I've seen about everything else but that. Anywho, well, that's about all I have to report on this bullshit. You want to take a break and then we'll come back with Super Bowl stuff? We'll
come back with Super Bowl stuff. Don't call him a thug, though. You can't call black guys thugs anymore.
I can call him whatever I want.
Oh, Footer just posted up Candlemass is a crazy band.
Yeah, Candlemass. They're like a heavy hardcore band from a long time ago. And I only know that because of when I used to date the lead singer of a death metal band.
Death metal.
Death metal.
Ollie, you're so metal.
I am so metal.
What, when you were a singer, what did you sing? Just in a rock band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, rock music. I didn't do punk or anything like that. I wish I did. But I did a lot of covers, you know, like rock covers. And then when I got in my first original band that we did original songs, it was when like alternative was the genre. So I did a lot of alternative crap, you know, like REM-y shit.
REM stinks.
I know. I used to like them. I really did. I went to see them once, but I don't remember much because I did too many shots of Goldish Lagers in the parking lot.
Wait, forget.
Doesn't that suck when you have like you go to a concert and you're like in the, because it was at the amphitheater, so they have this big parking lot and everybody tailgates before the thing. And my girlfriend had this Goldish Lager. I never had it before, and I was like, "Oh, this shit's good," you know. And we're doing shots, and then next thing I know, I'm lost. I lost all my friends, and so I went back to the car in the parking lot and sat on the hood of the car until the concert was over. That really stunk. Bastards. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back we will get to what Disney Spy says Holly's metal name, the Pittsburgh Platter. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That doesn't sound good.
That doesn't sound metal. That sounds like a friggin 50s doo-wop band. The Platters. All right,
let's do this.
Do who what? The break, the break. All right, yeah. We're gonna break.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Absolute garbage. Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
doing? I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
My fellow Americans, it has come to my attention that some alleged radio shows are trying to tiptoe across our internet, trying to leech off our bandwidth and listeners, and I for one am sick and tired of it. That's why I've brought together two real radio hosts, Punchy and Hammy, two men who did things the right way. Brains to Radio, Fridays 8 till 10, only on More Like Radio. We the people.
We're rocking in the world and on the Twitter side of things. could be rocking and rolling on the Twitter side. It's all about me. Yeah, it's all about me. With Rorschach and Holly. It's all about me. Yeah, it's all about me. With Rorschach and Holly. One more that came across a man looking on his phone. He said it was a Twitter he was looking at, and he said someone called him fat.
God. I gotta start drinking again.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
All right. We are
back.
That
was the longest break ever.
I know.
Did you have to move one of the semis or something? What happened?
I don't know. I just did a long break for no reason. I got a lot of shit I got to get in, pack into the breaks. You know what I mean? I got to plug everybody. I got to play the commercials. And I wanted to play a song. I played the Foo Fighters because, you know, Dave Grohl's a big Seahawks fan. It's all about the
It's all about Seattle. Oh,
it's all about Seattle today, baby.
I got roped into a thing with Red Sox because he started giving me shit about my Blackhawks. Because he loves to tease me about the Blackhawks. Because there's a bunch of hockey fans that listen to MLR. I don't know if you know that. But
no, I didn't.
White ass Brent is from Minnesota and he's a huge Wild fan, and Red Sox is in Connecticut, and I mean he's just a huge hockey fan in general. And then Bitter Chick, we got Lyle in Denver, JJ Stoner is a huge Avs fan, Bitter Chick is a huge Rangers fan, I like the Blackhawks. There's just a lot of Western Echo loves the Devils. We actually have a lot of hockey fans on this. And so I posted up a picture of, it's like a hockey man cave. And this guy took his basement and put boards, painted the floor to look like a hockey rink. And then around the outside, he hung glass like the boards in a hockey rink. And in between every piece of glass, he put a jersey.
That's insane.
And then he's got a little mini jumbotron like made out of four TVs on the ceiling. And where the goal is, there's a huge projection TV.
Wow.
It's just awesome.
Wow. I mean, that looks like he has a big ass basement.
I know. Now that's all I want to do. Like I always thought man caves were stupid. But now I just, when I finally have a room that I can make into a studio.
Yeah.
For this type of shit, that's how I want to hang my jerseys, because it's kind of tough to hang jerseys because hockey jerseys take up a lot of room. They're like 3 foot by 3 foot when you hang them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I was like, oh, that's pretty badass. So,
We don't have, you do believe I live 90 miles from Canada and we don't have a hockey team, a professional hockey team here.
You only have two teams in your entire state.
No, we have more teams than that. But
Who do you have professional teams?
We have the Seahawks, we have the Mariners, and we have the Sounders.
The Sounders are not a real team.
They're a real fucking team. They're soccer.
Oh, MLS doesn't count.
We have
the Chicago Fire, and we win the championship all the time, and I don't even count them as a team.
The closest thing that I have to hockey is the Everett Silvertips.
That sounds like an AHL team.
I don't know what it is. Let me look them
if
up.
If that, it, I don't even, that doesn't even sound, that doesn't even sound like a feeder team. That sounds, I don't know what that is.
It's Major Junior Ice Hockey in the Western Hockey League.
The Western Hockey League. Okay.
I don't know what it is. It's a, the Everett Silver Tips are a Major Junior Ice Hockey team in the Western Hockey League.
Major, a Major Junior. Now, how does that?
I don't know. I don't know. We used to have a basketball team, but they got raped. I mean, robbed from us.
Oh, well, yeah, now there's the Oklahoma City Supersonics, and they won 2 years ago. So, I mean, you guys, I'm still people, sure people, they still root for the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder in Seattle, don't they?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because you guys only have two teams. I thought you only had one. I forgot about the stupid Mariners.
The stupid Mariners! I'm not a Mariners fan yet. I haven't been to any Mariners games, even though like my goal is to go to as many baseball stadiums and arenas or whatever in my life. So I got to get there this
year.
Yeah,
I want to do that too, but I've still only been to three.
I've been to a few.
Or if you count the old Comiskey and then the new Comiskey.
I got to come out to visit you. How far do you live from Wrigley Field?
From Wrigley Field, I am... Let's see, 18 blocks, and then...
Seriously?
20 blocks.
I'm coming out to visit you this summer.
18 and 20, 38. I am almost 5 miles.
Wow.
And that's not... In a straight line, it's probably like 3, but if you... You know, the way you got to get there.
I just want to go to... I really want to go to Wrigley Field.
You should come this year, because it's our 100th year this year.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. So, anyway, so tomorrow's the Super Bowl. Are you doing anything special?
I'll probably just watch it. I mean, it's, I don't really have a, you know, I don't have anything, you know, anybody in the thing here. So,
yeah,
you know, in the race,
I'm not doing anything either. I was invited to go to Buffalo Wild Wings with a girl from work, but I'm like, I don't really want to sit in friggin' Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, it's probably going to be a shit show too.
What do you mean?
I would assume the Buffalo Wild Wings, there'll probably be like 2 cop cars outside the front door. Just like they have to come in and haul somebody out every 20 to 30 minutes.
I know. And I really don't. I mean, it's going to be like New Year's Eve. I really don't want to be driving because there's going to be like 50 million drunk people out on the roads. But I, you know, I got rid of cable and Mike was home the other day and he had an antenna. He actually hooked this antenna up to the TV and I can get ABC, NBC and CBS now. And it's perfectly clear. It's not even staticky like in the olden days.
So you just Netflix, Hulu, and that's it?
Netflix, okay. Yeah, Netflix, Hulu. I bought Downton Abbey on Google Play because I got a Chromecast thing.
Yeah, isn't that like the best $35 ever?
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it was only $35. So I watch that on Google Play, and then also I like American Horror Story. The only station that they don't have on Hulu is FX for some reason. They haven't been able to come to an agreement with them, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So any of the shows that I like on FX, I have to get. And they don't have, I don't think they have BBC America because they don't have Downton Abbey on there for some reason. But other than that, yeah, I just get it on Hulu or Netflix. And you know what? I really haven't missed it. I've been reading a lot more.
I spend like $124 a month on my stupid dish, on my dish bill.
I got rid of it. I got rid of cable and I was going to get the dish and then they came out to the house. And since we live in the forest, the trees are so tall that they were like, no, it's totally blocking the satellites. But you know what? I thought at first it was really weird because I've had cable since I was a kid, right? So not having cable was so crazy to me. Like I was having anxiety, like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But I kind of like it now because I can watch all my TV shows on Hulu Plus that I normally watch that normally I would probably DVR anyway because I never hardly watch any of them live. And because normally, you know, the times that they're on, they're either on too late or they're on during an MLR show that I want to listen to or something like that. But yeah, I've been reading a lot more. I just finished reading Stephen King's new book, Dr. Sleep Scrambler.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm still here.
It's a good book. It's the sequel to The Shining.
I can't read.
It's the sequel to The Shining and Danny is all grown up.
Well, then maybe I could do that then. Because I used to read a lot of Stephen King when I was young. That's like the first author I ever really, really read from like the age of like, I don't know, like 9 to 11 or 9 to 10, 12, somewhere in that range, like fourth, fifth grade. I read a ton of that stuff.
Ro from Long Island said she just dumped her SiriusXM. I'm ready to do it, too. I'm so sick of it.
Too.
And then especially yesterday afternoon when they were having that stupid Howard Stern birthday party and they disabled the on demand.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they disabled on demand and nobody could listen to any shows. They couldn't listen to like the ONA, you know, on demand or anything like that because of Hoo-Hoo's birthday party.
Hey, you know what? Before we talk about the Super Bowl, can I talk about Ezra and I? We were bitching last week on Twitter about SiriusXM, and I love just calling SiriusXM a pile of shit on Twitter whenever the app goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, excuse me, I got logged out of the app 5 times yesterday and had to re-enter my name and password.
Oh, that's the worst.
I hadn't re-entered my name or password in probably like a year. I forget. I had to make my password for that. So, and it used to just be my name,
yeah,
my email. And then I just made the password XM Radio and I just let like 10 people listen to it. But then it started kicking people off last year when more than somebody else would be on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get rid of it. But I used to pay for 5 subscriptions and an internet subscription. I paid for a radio for everyone in my family, one for a boat.
Damn, are you a millionaire?
Yeah, I wish. But you know what? And then I dumped everybody and I was like, you know what? You guys can all pay for your own now because they keep jacking the fucking prices.
I know. I pay like...
They don't offer anything. And it's such a just... They suck.
Yeah.
But internet used to be free. Like back in 2007, internet was free.
Mm-hmm.
And extra subscriptions were like $5.99 or $6.99. I think they were $5.99 if you got them like at the right time of the year. And now they're like $8.99 if you get them cheap. And then they have to charge you like $3 a month for the stupid online subscription. So I dumped everybody in my family. And I was like, if you guys, you know, if everybody else wants it in your trucks, you know, because everybody has Chevy trucks. I told them, you know, you're going to have to pay for it on your own. So mm-hmm. When I canceled them all off, they put everybody on a free 3-month subscription. And told me if they renewed their thing within 3 months, they wouldn't charge them a new activation fee, which I don't know why there has to be an activation fee anyway.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to dump them.
I know.
I can't. They piss me off so much.
The music stinks. They've been playing the same music for 10 years. And the only thing I listen to is Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fez.
Yeah, me too. And it's, you know what? Now that Ron and Fez is on the Comedy Channel, you can't even rewind that shit.
I don't know. I'm not happy about that at all. And it's different. It's different. I can't put my finger on it.
I forget to tune in all the time. I miss the first 20 minutes of the show all the time.
Yeah. And you know what? Because it used to come on at 8 o'clock my time. And it was right when I was getting ready, you know, and I was just at work. And I'm like sitting there and it's nice and quiet. But then like 9 o'clock rolls around. The phone starts ringing. And I'm going to meetings and this and that. And it's just like, whatever. My whole life is just screwed now.
And I always listen on the app anyway, and since the app has like a 7-minute delay,
yeah.
I never call in.
I know.
I call in, I say what I want to talk about. The girl puts me on hold, and then I'm like, and I realize that there's something way the fuck down the line that I, you know, have no idea.
Yeah, they're totally done talking about the topic you wanted to chime in on, and so then it's like, whatever, and then you hang up.
Yeah. Or the girl, you know, I mean, it's nice enough when I call in that they halfway know me that they'll say, you know, she'll jump back on hold and just be like, well, they're not talking about that anymore. So, you know, instead of just hanging up on me, they'll at least say, you know,
yeah,
hey, we're not talking about that, which is nice.
Yeah. 'Cause
they used to just hang up on my ass, you know.
Well, I think I'm going to get rid of it, too. I'm over it.
Yeah, I could free up like $16 a month or whatever the two things are now. So
I agree. I'm just,
yeah,
I'm going.
She's bitching the same thing in here. She says it's delayed on the app and she can't interact anymore. And it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they got rid of the Sam show. I liked the Sam show. Now they have this pre-show and after-show. And meanwhile, he doesn't even get to talk or anything. It's basically just fitting in all the commercials that they couldn't fit in on the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. Well, let's stop halfway advertising for those assholes.
Yes.
Because we're on the number one internet radio station.
Yes.
And we keep picking up better, better shows, by the way.
I know. Yeah. You don't even need to go anywhere else. You could just listen to more like radio all day. And especially like now on Sunday, my God, my whole day of Sunday is filled. There's this, you know, when I get up, I like to listen to the Sully show. That's a really good show. If you guys never checked that out, Sully show on Sunday morning when I'm sitting there drinking my coffee. And
with
then
Jason Ellis.
With who?
JT
Hollis, yes. And then we have, after that, now that Hammy can't do it, the Brain Stew show on Fridays for a while, they're going to do Brain Stew right after the Sully show. So then you got that. And then after that, you have the shoot with Gary and Chris McManamy. So it's like all day. And then, you know, take a break. And then that evening, you have 360 on 420.
Right. And between there, usually there's a replay of the Orange Room in there, too, before 360 on 420.
Oh, really? I don't. Yeah.
From Saturday night. And those guys are sometimes just a hilarious train wreck.
Yeah, they're on tonight. So tune into those. All right. Enough with the promos. Super Bowl, a.k.a. the Weed Bowl.
The Weed Bowl. This is actually what I'm doing tomorrow. I have an appointment, Holly, and I'm going. I'm getting something.
Medical marijuana?
No, I'm gonna get this.
Oh my god, I hate that guy. That dude. Okay, there's a picture in chat. Some guy went out whenever the Seahawks won. The day after the Seahawks won the division, and we're going to the Super Bowl. He went out and got a Seahawks tattoo with the Super Bowl. What is it? 10, 50, what, I don't know how to do Roman numerals.
48.
Super Bowl 48 champs. He totally fucking jinxed the Seahawks by doing this. And if we lose, then he's going to be the biggest asshole ever. What's he going to do?
Got the Seahawks logo and then just champs under it.
With the Roman numerals.
No, and then added in after. Like, he could have left where the Super Bowl, the Roman numerals are blank, and he could have, like, put in NFC or Super Bowl, like, afterwards.
Yeah, that was poor planning on his part.
Could have left himself an out.
Yes! And he totally jinxed them. I fucking hate him. But the Weed Bowl, going back to the weed, I guess I'm skipping around here.
No, that's all. We're all talking about the Weed Bowl, the Super Bowl. Here it is, right there.
All right. Yep. So, if you're planning on lighting up a Super Bowl of ganja...
Jeez.
Oh, do you believe that? Who even calls it ganja anymore? They apparently, the pot stores that are legal here in Seattle and also in Colorado have made up some customized weed for the big game. And there's another girl in Fletcher Sucks put a picture, and I saw this girl, she like shaved the side of her head and she put the Seahawks with the number 12, the 12th man.
That 12th man thing is stupid, by the way.
I hate the fucking 12th man. And it's just, it drives me crazy. I mean, the other day we went into PetSmart and some dude was in there with his dog and he had the number 12 painted on the fucking dog's back. I was like, poor little guy. I hope it was not spray paint. I hope it's removable paint. It looked like somebody just spray painted the number 12 on his back. But anyways, some of the weed that they have out there from Rain City Met. Oh God, here's Joe Conti's calling back. The Richard Sherman OG. What's OG mean? Og.
Gangster.
What's up, Kenty?
Hey, guys.
Kenty. That's my new name for you, Conti and Kenty.
Kenty. Very nice. I'm Clark Kenty.
Joe Conti.
Hey, is that's a real story about the guy getting the tattoo?
Yes.
But the only thing I'm going to disagree with you, Holly, is that I don't think he's an asshole if they don't win. That guy has already fucking become the biggest asshole on the planet for getting that fucking tattoo, whether they win or not beforehand. I mean, I can't even imagine the level of stupidity for you to get a fucking tattoo that, first of all, if you get a tattoo other than a family member, you know, if you get a tattoo of a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, I mean, I think you're an idiot, but it's like, dude, how do you go about taking care of that if they don't fucking win?
Exactly. I know. I mean, if you could see the picture in chat, and it's right on his forearm, right above his wrist.
It's on the inside of his wrist, where like your watch band would clasp together. That's where it's at.
But let's just hope he drives the Jeep, and during a summer day when he's got his arm out the window, it flips, and his arm gets lopped off with the tattoo. We can put it in like a museum, you fucking idiot.
I think that would be the best case scenario.
Oh, my goodness. I actually know someone. Doesn't have that as an arm.
He put it in like the Hall of Fame. Be like, here's shithead's arm in a fucking thin glass, you know? And it would just here you go. And that's it, man. But Holly, are you actually, because I don't really have a dog in this race. I'm just looking, you know, I'm going to have a good time. And just, I got a couple of Super Bowl boxes, you know, so I'll be rooting for somebody to score at a certain time.
Right.
But you are a Seahawks fan, right?
I am. I am a... I inherited the Seahawks by moving here, and now I am a Seahawks fan.
you can't go to a Buffalo. You can't go to a place to watch your team in a Super Bowl. You know, you just—it's the worst. You know, like I don't even like I'm a Jets fan, and it explains my misery. And it's like I don't watch a regular game anywhere but either at my house or my brother's or my friend's house. I don't want to be at a bar, and then you got some asshole in the corner with like a Baltimore Ravens jersey, like, and I'm like, dude, I just want to be around, you know, other miserable Jet fans or whatever team. You know, I don't know, Scrambler, if you're like a Bears fan or whatever it is. Like, you can't go somewhere at a bar to watch a Super Bowl. I think it's just nonsense.
Yeah, I do too. I've never been. I've gone to Super Bowl parties before, but I've never gone out to watch the Super Bowl. There's too many assholes.
Well, I mean, especially if your team's in it. I mean, if your team's on it, Super Bowl parties are the best. You know, it's fun. You know, you hang out with people that you know. It's like being at a bar without having some drunk vomiting in the corner, you know?
True. And the food is much better. The best,
yeah, that's true too.
The best Super Bowl food is a Steelers Super Bowl party. I mean, you can't get better food than that. Pittsburgh food is amazing.
What is like Pittsburgh food?
Well,
Polish food.
A lot of stuffed cabbage.
Oh, really?
Stuffed cabbage, pierogies, halushkis. There's always going to be a rigatoni there. Someone's always going to make that. I bet you love how I say rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
Actually, one of my favorite foods of all time is cabbage. I should have been an Irishman.
Do you like, you know, halushki is cabbage and butter and noodles.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. It's to die for. It's just, you know, cut cabbage, and it's boiled in a pot. So it's kind of like a soupy kind of thing, but it has the egg noodles in it. Halushki.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the pierogies. Stuffed cabbage. My mom used to make the best stuffed cabbage. It's so hard. It's like a pain in the ass to make, but it's so fucking good. And then your house stinks days.
I never realized that, like, that was, like, I didn't realize Pittsburgh had, like, an identity with, like, a food identity. You know, I didn't realize
that. Pittsburgh is a huge food place, Joel.
Yeah. There's so many different cultures there, too. I mean, there's all different sections of the city, and there's different people that live, you know, different ethnicities that live in each different section of the city. Because there's like a Polish Hill is one of the little communities in the city, and it's all Polish people.
So it's Polish Hill. Is it a flat area?
No.
I was at Pittsburgh for a weekend. I did the Funny Bones, like, you know, years ago. And like the one I remember was, because it was in November, but it wasn't really cold. It was kind of overcast, but it was just, I never saw so many bridges in my fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
There's just bridges everywhere. Like, every time you make a left turn, fuck, I'm on a bridge. And then I make a right turn, and I'm on another fucking bridge. But it was cool. We went to, like, where the Pittsburgh Pirates play.
PNC.
You know, the stadium, and checked it out. I mean, you couldn't tell if it was, like, a game going on or not, because nobody ever goes to see the Pittsburgh Pirates play.
Last year, they did. They sold out every game because they made it to the playoffs.
That would have been, to me, that would have been the team. Like, if you rooted against the Pittsburgh Pirates, then you're not even a human being. Like, how do you not root for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
They
haven't been in a playoff in, like, what, 30 years?
I love them. That's how I ended up in Florida, you know. Because I went down to visit a friend of mine, and we went to see a spring training Pirates game down in Bradenton, and I fell in love, and so I was like, all right, I'm moving to Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's weird. And then you end up moving to Seattle because of your boyfriend, right?
Yeah, that I met on Twitter.
That's cool. So you're pretty rational.
Yes.
Never. Here, I'll show you a fucking picture of Fiji. Maybe you'll move with Jim Carrey and the Truman Show, and you can both go together to Fiji and just try to hang out, and then see Tom Hanks killing a fish with a long beard. My reference just keeps getting longer and longer. I was waiting for something. But that's cool, man. I hope you guys have a fun time with the Super Bowl. But yeah, I just couldn't believe that guy had a tattoo.
I can't either.
Champs on his arm.
I can't either. It's really stupid.
It doesn't surprise me, because everybody is, you know, it's always, no pun intended, but it's always about them. So whatever type of attention they can get, even something that literally people are going to point and laugh at you, as long as it's attention, then I guess it's good for them. I don't know. I couldn't imagine having something on me besides just my fucking look myself where people would point and laugh at me when they see me.
I know.
I don't understand that type of narcissism. I mean, I'm a narcissistic fuck, but I don't want it to be negative at all. I want people to love me.
I hope the Seahawks win just for that guy's sake so he can at least not look like a total dickhead.
I hope that the Seahawks fucking hotel blows up before they even get to play the game. So there's not even a Super Bowl game. And they're all in hospitals. And he's like, I can't even say, they didn't even play. They didn't even play. It would be the greatest thing ever.
You know who would be really upset if that happened? Macklemore.
My name is Macklemore. And I would just like to say, at the Meadowlands this Sunday, the Seattle Seahawks will be beating the Denver Broncos and becoming Super Bowl champions. When I say C, you say Hawks. C!
Hawks!
C!
Hawks!
C!
Hawks!
C!
Hawks!
C!
Hawks!
Have a good time in New Jersey, people. Seahawks, let's go!
This fucking McEnroe guy is a real douchebag.
That was,
he really is.
That was a cell phone video that somebody tweeted out yesterday. There's, I think it's a bunch of people that won contests to go to the Super Bowl, and it was a charter flight from Seattle to New York, and and Macklemore was on the plane, and so before the plane took off, he did a little chant.
Did he put on a fucking flight attendant suit and go around and serve people too?
That would have been awesome.
Andy. What a groveling fucking bag of douche that guy is. And believe me, I understand when there's a, like, you know, understanding true, you know, injustice and all that, but he's a fucking douche. Go play tennis, McEnroe. Whatever his name is. McEnroe, whatever the fuck his name is. What a bag of... He is really a huge pile of unburnt dog shit needs to be lit on fire.
You have so much hate for Macklemore.
I don't mean... Because you know what? I should not know who he is. But unfortunately, I do. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't know who Honey Boo Boo is, who anybody from the Jersey Shore is, or any Kardashian, but I do. And it bothers me.
I know.
And I shouldn't know who this McEnroe fucker is either.
I never knew who he was either until this past summer. And all they kept, everybody kept talking about this fucking Macklemore dude. And I'm like, who the hell's Macklemore? So when my friends from Florida came out, you know, the teenage girls that I used to live next door to, and I'm like, who's freaking Macklemore? Because he was filming a video for one of his songs down in Seattle, and everybody was talking about it, and all these people were going there. And they told me, I don't know. I guess he's popular.
Yeah, I remember I first heard it was that. It was that that song about, you know, he thought he was gay and then he wasn't, and then his uncle fucked him, and then his dad told him that he was straight, and then he had a purple fucking bear. I don't know what the fucking song's about.
Right? He's most certainly
what's it called?
I said he is most certainly gay.
Is he gay with Ryan Lewis, you think?
No, I like Ryan Lewis. He stays quiet and he smirks when Macklemore's being an asshole. So I think he's aware of what a piece of shit Macklemore is. So I like Ryan Lewis.
He's like Macklemore's teller.
He is.
But he seems a little too, from what I'm gathering, he seems a little too obsessed with the gay thing. To be real, the way most straight men should react towards anything gay is a who gives a shit. Positive and negative. Like, I could care less about gay marriage because I don't care about marriage, period. So I could care less if gays get married or if they don't get married. It doesn't affect me. And you could, like, I would never, like, keep them, you know, if I had a choice or whatever, I wouldn't keep them from getting married, but I don't care. And the thing is, when you're one way too much, whether you are against it vehemently or so for it vehemently, there's something going on there. And against it, you're probably a homophobic and maybe have a little bit of gay tendencies. And if you're for it, you're either a groveling fucking such a liberal douche that you don't even seem sincere. And there's nothing worse than being insincere about something that is pretty important to the people that are involved. And, you know, he might like the penis. You know, he probably hugs it after he sucks one. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. I don't know. I try to stay out of that political bullshit.
Yeah, but he just, he seems a little too, come and love me because I, you know. He,
yeah.
And me, I mean, I want people to love me too, but I can't, compromise the tiny bit of fucking moral that I have and, just be insincere, and he just seems like a douche.
He wants to be the spokesman for the gay.
Yeah, it's like, be cool. You know what you want? Just be cool with it. Don't be so over the top that you're actually making gay people go, all right, could you fucking cut it out?
He's just all about him.
Of course.
Of course.
Hey, Joe, where are you?
All about me.
Joe, where are you tonight? I checked your calendar on your website, and I don't see anything.
Well, that's pretty much a glaring fucking, basically, overview of what my career is like. you can go into 2013 and check it out, too, and be like, wow, what the fuck has this guy been doing for a year and a half?
Come on, where are you playing tonight?
I'm on a private fundraiser in North Jersey tonight. It's like a fundraiser for the town of Ramsey. I don't even know. I just know they gave me an address and they told me what time. I go there, I'll tell my four dick jokes, and then I'll go home, you know? But you know what? I will say my girlfriend's sister, her house burnt down 2 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
And they lost everything. And we're doing a fundraiser with Bob Levy. Oh. And we're putting it all together. It's going to be in Pompton Plains, New Jersey on February 28th. It's going to be in a theater. But we don't have all the details yet. But if people can be aware of it, we'll have the details in a couple of days. And if people want to come out, it's going to be cool. It's only going to be like a $20 ticket
cool.
in a theater with me, Bob Levy, and I think Kenny Michaels.
Oh,
so
wow.
It'll be a really fun. It'll be a fun time. And so if people want to be aware of that, if they Google it in a couple of days, it'll probably come up or check out my Twitter or whatnot.
Yeah, but I'm sure Bob
will
be tweeting.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Cool.
You know, they lost a cat.
Oh, yeah, I saw
that. Yeah, one of the cats died. But they lost pretty much everything. So we're just going to do a fundraiser. And, of course, Bobby called me right away, and he's like, why don't we do a fundraiser?
He's the fundraiser king. Yeah. He loves
it. He's great. Bob, he is the most illiterate fucking beautiful human being I think I've ever met.
He's very cool.
That's
all right.
A bunch of lunatics, by the way, those three.
Yeah. All right, Joseph.
All right, guys.
Moving on.
Bye, Joe.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, Bob Kelly, or not Bob Kelly. Jesus. Bob Levy is a complete lunatic, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's such a good guy. I mean,
he's a great guy, but he's a lunatic.
He wants to help.
Actually, most people who listen to these shows and who host these shows that we do on More Like Radio are lunatics and great people. So.
Yeah, he likes to help out everybody. He's a nice guy. So moving along, not only do we have the weed, but we also have Skittles.
Oh, the Skittles.
And I'm really, you know what? Fucking Trayvon Martin ruined Skittles for black people.
What I found out about Trayvon Martin is, so they always said he had Skittles and iced tea, right?
Right.
And when I saw the picture of the evidence, it was Skittles, and it was Skittles in an Arizona, one of those tall cans.
Yeah.
It was watermelon flavored.
Oh, shut up. It was not.
I swear to God, how did that not get any traction?
Unbelievable.
Then they called it iced tea because but it was like
Arizona iced tea.
Watermelon juice or
bullshit.
You know, those 99 cent things. But
yes. Ah, JT Hollis is in chat. Hi, JT. JT's awesome. His song is rising up in the charts. If you haven't voted for him, you don't need to go. Just go on Facebook, go on our Facebook. It's all about me, Halls, Rorschach, and go vote for him. It's rising in the charts. But anyway, so before Trayvon Martin ever existed, there was Marshawn Lynch.
It's true. He is older than him.
And Marshawn Lynch, well, it says, I wasn't sure of this myself. I just knew that every time that the Seahawks would get a touchdown, that people would throw Skittles on the field. And, of course, this was new to me, so I looked it up. And apparently Marshawn Lynch, he's been eating this candy. He calls them power pellets, or his mom calls them power pellets. And ever since, what's Pop Warner?
Pop Warner is when you play when you're like, it's Pee-wee football, pretty much.
So ever since he was in Pee-wee League, that was his thing. He would eat Skittles. And then it got to be what do they call, like a ritual or a superstition that, you know, he had to eat these Skittles. So now every time that he gets a touchdown, people throw Skittles at him. That sounds dangerous. You could put an eye out.
I'm gonna post up, Halls, in chat right here. This is a picture from court of the Trayvon Martin case, the guy holding the evidence. Skittles in one hand, watermelon flavored Arizona tea in the other.
That's bullshit. That's just bullshit. What if, oh God, why would he do that for himself?
How did they never make fun of that? I mean, I know it's the news and they can't make a good joke, but How did I not hear about that?
I don't know. Texie says Pop Warner is Mama Warner's husband.
That's true.
That is true. Good old Pop.
Texie said he sent me a new Red Show promo. Should we play it blind?
Sure.
It's unlistened? Just play it here? Oh, man, it could be bad.
That's all right. I'm sure it's fine. I liked the one that he played the other day. I wanted to ask him about that one. But anyway, so Skittles is the very first... Marshawn Lynch is the first person that Skittles has ever done a
endorsement deal
with. But he's not getting any money. The money is getting donated to his Lynch Family First Foundation. For every touchdown that he scores in the Super Bowl on Sunday, they will donate $10,000 to his charity. So that's pretty cool. And then they made these limited edition packages of Skittles. There's a picture of them in chat, and it's a blue pack, and then they're all blue and green.
Yeah, they're the hideous Seattle Seahawks logo, or Seahawks jersey colors is what they are.
And green is my least favorite Skittle color. Like, I'll leave the green for last. I'll eat around the green when I buy Skittles. They are good fucking candy, I have to admit.
Is there anything worse than a candy that has different colors but they all taste the same?
What candy is that?
Well, like M&M's. They're all these different colors, but they don't have any taste.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Skittles has different tastes. I like the red, of course, and the purple. Not crazy. I talked about this last week. Not crazy about yellow. Not crazy about the yellow candy. It tastes like Pledge to me.
I like the berry ones.
Me too. Green. They can take green. I don't really care for green. I'm sure the blue Skittles are probably good.
Yeah, Texie's trying to make, he's getting at the joke, I want to say, in chat here, and he said a black guy has a Lynch Foundation. How do they not call themselves the Lynch Mob? There has to be a group of guys that love Marshawn Lynch that have, like, fake flaming torches and pitchforks.
Because the Lynch Mob was already taken. Lynch Mob was already taken by, what's-his-face from Dokken, George Lynch.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was white. Lynch is white.
The Lynch Mob really should be held by a white, you know, run by a white guy if we're going to be historically accurate.
With hoods.
Well, correct. And you obviously, if you really want to be true to the
if
point,
you want to
here.
Get down to business. Poor. It's a shame that Marshawn Lynch's last name is Lynch, and he likes Skittles. I mean, the whole thing is just fucking wrong. It's just wrong in so many ways. But he's a damn good football player. Damn good. And he's the beast. You know, he does the beast mode. And then they had the beast quake. Like, every time he'd get a touchdown, they had a seismometer at the stadium. And then the...
I know. And they have the riot thing that they do on TV to show how many decibels the stupid crowd...
All right. Make. Somebody's calling.
Oh, jeez.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Holly, I got the funniest goddamn
oh,
story.
Oh, Christ. Never... It's Danny Glover. No, it's
Holly,
not. Yeah.
The plumbers have gone to lunch.
Okay.
Okay. They've taken the fucking paneling off one of my walls, mm-hmm. and there's a big gaping hole in the floor. Mom can't get to the fridge, and I can't get to her, and I'm having to, like, hand her beers across, like, the crevasse. But listen, I can't get to the fucking bathroom, Holly.
What?
And you know my big... I can't get to the fucking bathroom. Can you not hear me? Holly, listen. Holly... Oh, hey, Scrambler, what's up, man?
Hi, Rorschach.
This is Rorschach for anybody that is out there in Never Never Land.
You know my big glass M&M jar?
No. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
You've seen my big glass M&M jar. Okay, I had to piss.
No, you didn't!
I drugged my big glass M&M jar into the living room, and I took the most gigantic fucking piss in the fucking M&M jar. Now, Holly, before you freak out, I'm going to have it cleaned. And listen, urine is the cleanest thing you can put in your mouth. So it's not going to be that bad once all is said and done, okay?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure you can.
Why didn't you just go outside and pee outside?
It's fucking cold outside, and there's my neighbor's kids are out in the yard playing.
You got trees?
I've got trees, but what am I going to do? Pull my pants all the way down and stand there and steam coming off of me while my neighbor's kids watch? No.
Disney Spy says I would have just peed in the big hole in the floor.
How great is it that he says he has to take his pants off?
I know! Why do you have to take your pants down to pee? Don't you just, like, put the zipper down and whip it out?
Well, see, the thing is I have this problem sometimes when I, like, go to pee, I don't touch myself, and sometimes my penis is, like, stuck to one side or the other, and I start peeing like, you know, like one of those faucets that fucking water a lawn on a rich man's place.
A sprinkler? An oscillating sprinkler?
Yeah, a sprinkler. But, Holly, listen, I'll send you a picture of the M&M jar.
No! Okay? Is with pee in it?
Yes!
No! I don't want to.
I will send it to you.
Text Punchem says, remind me never to get a glass of water from him.
Remind me to do what?
He says, did Rorschach just say the cleanest thing you can put in your mouth is urine? Remind me never to get a glass of water from him.
Well, yeah, urine is very sterile and clean.
You know, I can't remember who told me this. My girlfriend in Pittsburgh, her great grandmother used to put urine on her face as sort of a youth serum, that apparently this is something that urine is good for your complexion and you won't get wrinkles. And her great grandma put urine on her face.
And so it seems.
I would never do that. I would rather look like a fucking crinkled up prune before I would put urine on my face. I would rather look like an old woman that laid out in the sun every day in Vegas for her entire life before I would put urine on my face.
Well, okay, Holly, listen, that's a problem you and Mike have. That's not nothing.
What does that have to do with Mike?
Well, I thought he would, like, pee on your face. But listen, Holly, I'm going to send you the picture and you can put it in chat, okay?
Oh, dear Lord. All right.
All right. All right, bye, guys. I'm loving the show.
Okay, good luck to you.
My house is a wreck.
I'm sorry. Send me pictures.
Yeah, I will.
All right, bye. Love. Goodbye, my love. He's a mess.
He is.
Poor Rorschach.
I love the fact that he can't pee like an adult.
he doesn't want to touch his wee-wee.
And he sprays all over the place, too,
oh,
apparently.
Jesus Christ. He's a mess. Anywho, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. And I got some stuff here. We could either talk about superstitions or we could just go down to this thing. Since we only have a half hour left, I found this quiz online. Who said it, a child or a serial killer?
Oh, that's good.
You want to do that?
I bet Rich from Arizona said most of these.
I'm sure he did because he is a serial killer.
That's true.
Ro, why would he go to a hotel? Ethel cannot be outside of the house. I don't think Ethel's left the house in 20 years except to go to doctor's appointments. All right. Break number two.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going?
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all gonna be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo too. You remember?
Yeah, AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hell yeah, we're back. Playing a little bit of that Seattle sound, baby.
Oh, jeez.
Did you know that Jimi Hendrix was from Seattle?
I just found that out.
He's buried in Seattle. I've never been to his grave yet. There's like a giant mausoleum thing for him. Didn't you ever see the movie Singles?
No.
And you never saw Singles?
Holly, I see too many movies to see all the movies.
That's the best movie ever. Anyways, Matt Dillon goes to the grave of Jimi Hendrix and like... is sitting there strumming a guitar in his flannel shirt.
Are the Hart sisters from Seattle, too?
Yes, they are from Seattle.
Oh, my goodness. Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Anne and Nancy Wilson. There's quite a few famous people from Seattle. I made a list.
I bet you did.
I did! You know who... Okay, other than Macklemore, every grunge band from the 90s, and Hart, Dwight Schrute is from Seattle.
He's actually, I believe he's from a beet farm in Pennsylvania.
No, Rainn Wilson.
Oh, Rainn Wilson.
Put that picture of him in chat. He looks like a real douchebag.
He is a real douchebag.
We already talked about Sir Mix-a-Lot. Joel McHale. I didn't know Joe McHale was from here. And he was on Ellen the other day. And I guess Ellen made him put on some kind of Seahawks thing.
Of course she did.
And Kenny G. There's Dwight Schrute in chat. He's a big Seahawks fan. Drew Carey is a fan, but you know why he's a fan? Not because he was born here. He's a part owner of the famous Seattle Sounders.
Oh, jeez.
Our famous soccer team. Our third big team of the state. And Dave Matthews lives here.
What is wrong with Kenny Deli and putting pictures in chat? I can't even take his links and put them in chat because he does...
I don't know. Kenny Deli, just click the image. Don't click URL. Click image and then paste in between the images.
I just typed in whatever his thing is and it doesn't even come up as an actual... I'll find the picture for you, Kenny Deli.
So anyways, excuse me. So we're going to do this little thing here. I found this online yesterday. I thought it was rather cute. We'll put it in chat. So if anybody wants to follow along with it. Who said it? A child or a serial killer? This is going to be harder than you think. And, you know, Scrambler and I both have a love for serial killers. And I did not pass this test.
I'm not as serial killer savvy as you are.
And I didn't pass this test. So if anybody in the chat wants to play along with this game, please feel free.
The first question. Scrambler, are you on the page so we can do this together?
I'm 1 second. I'm trying to put up, I think I put up Stupid Kenny Deli's picture now. All right, I'm on the thing.
He put up a picture of a restaurant, Lechano El Barrio restaurant.
Oh, so we're both going to take the quiz together?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll post this up in chat.
So there's, it says, who said it? A child or a serial killer? Then you pick a box, a child or a serial killer.
Okay.
So the first one, I promise I won't ever chew on your bones. I promise.
All right. Are we supposed to lock it in, you and I?
Yeah, lock it in.
Okay.
I say kid.
I am too.
Kid.
Yes!
Look at yes! That. Kids are sickening. And it says, what? The perpetrator, according to Redditor Lord of Hosts, was a 3-year-old with generally was a happy-go-lucky attitude. Oh, they're trying to say why. Then after you click, they say why.
The perpetrator of that line, not the perpetrator of a serial killer. Okay, so they called the child 3-year-old a perpetrator because she was the perpetrator of saying that quote. Okay.
She didn't want to chew on her mom's bones after she murders her. Fucking right. Matricide.
I love Holly. I love you so much that I want to cut off your head and carry it around so I can see your face whenever I want.
I say kid. Stupid kid wants to carry.
I said serial killer. I thought maybe he was like, that would be endearing for him to say to somebody before he killed him.
It was a boy and he was talking to his dad and presumably has not murdered him yet. Presumably. I think he's a Jeffrey Dahmer in training.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, the next one. I like children. They're tasty. That's a serial killer. It has to be a serial killer. Because another child wouldn't refer to another child as children. Serial killer! Oh, you know who said that? If Suspended 666 was in chat, she would know that. This is her favorite serial killer.
Oh, Albert Fish?
Albert Fish.
He loves him.
He made lamps out of human skin. He was a sick puppy. There was a lot of sickies back in the day. There's not so many now. I mean, there's a lot of sickos now, but like Fish and what's his name? The other guy that loved his mother. I can't, why do I do this? This is why I need notes. I need to make notes of every thought that I ever had in my life.
All right, Andrew Black?
Andrew Black. No. You know who I'm talking about. Okay, next one.
No, I don't know who you're talking about. The guy, serial killer loved his mother. I'm typing it in right now, here.
Gain, Ed Gain.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Gain made lamps, too, but I think Fish made them, too.
All right.
I think Albert Fish and Ed Gain. Gein.
Holly, I just got the next one wrong. I am so bad at this. If I met a child and a serial killer and I was blind, I would go home with the serial killer.
I think that these children are going to be serial killers. They start off small, murdering small animals, and proceed to adults. I want to peel your skin off. Shit.
I got that one wrong.
A kid. Why would a kid say that?
I don't know. You were talking about making lamps out of human flesh, so I thought I'd go serial
killer. I know. It says that whoever these people are, but I'm not even going to say their names, his daughter woke him up at 6 a.m. and said this to him because he had sunburn and his face was peeling. That makes sense. Who doesn't like to? That's what I like about sunburn. Whenever your skin peels and peeling it off, and like if you get it really good, you know, and you kind of like pick around the edges and get a nice big section, and then you can like peel it all off, and you try to see like what's the biggest piece of skin that you can peel off your body, and then it bleeds, and then you hurt really bad when you put aloe on it, and it stings really bad.
I actually, Holly, I have a spy camera at your house.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I have a picture of you peeling skin off of yourself.
Of my breastises.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up in chat.
Okay. Oh, dear God. I can't wait to see this one. I'm sure it's lovely, even though I haven't had sunburn for a long time. Who's your mama?
There it is right there.
Who is that?
In Austin Powers Gold Member, he peels skin off of himself and saves it in a little box like the whole movie.
Oh,
you don't remember that?
No.
It's disgusting. I think he tries to eat some of it too. Oh. Like he peels off his skin and then eats it.
That's weird.
As soon as you said peeling off skin, that's what I had to grab a picture
that's
of.
That's disgusting.
I know. So is peeling skin off of yourself to see how big of a piece you can get, by the way.
That's really fun though. All right, next one. Go for it. Take it away, Scrambler. Okay.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Serial killer.
Oh, yeah. Charles Manson said that.
Yes. Chuck. Chuck Manson. You know who's a big fan of Chuck? Tex's best friend.
Oh, DF?
Barry Louise.
Oh, Barry Louise. No, Barry Louise and Footer are best friends. Actually, Texie and Footer are not making friends rapidly right now.
No. Barry Louise loves Charles Manson. Like, she's been out to the ranch where the ranch used to be for vacation. Like, I think I'm going to go to California and visit where Charles Manson used to live. And she does art, and she made a, what are those things called when you used to do them in school? Like, you had to make like a, is it a diorama?
Yeah, where you take the shoebox and you make a little thing.
Yeah, is that what it's called? She made a diorama of the Manson family ranch.
It's a little creepy.
She's marvelous. She's my best friend. That's why I like her.
You know, Footer thinks that she lives to piss him off.
She likes to piss people off, that's for sure. I want to have her on the show sometime, but I'm scared because I think that people will call in and want to kill her.
Because she's a shit stirrer?
Yes, she's a shit stirrer. All right, the next one. I'm imagining the waves of blood rushing over me.
It has to be a serial killer.
That's just disgusting.
Why do I get these all wrong? Sorry, I yell into the mic. Why do I get these all wrong?
I don't know, but why would a kid say that?
Maybe the fact that I get these all wrong is good.
I guess.
Maybe if you get all these right, it's like a test. You're like, maybe you shouldn't be around small animals anymore if you get all the questions.
You have all these crazy ideas of what people, all these sickos sit around saying to people. Some kid said that she just sat there and said that to him. Maybe she just got done watching a movie where the blood came out of the shower head. I always was, you know what, when I was a little kid, I watched a lot of horror movies when I was a kid. That's probably why I'm so fucked up. My dad used to make me watch them with him. Like, it wasn't going to traumatize me for life. And I used to, like, be afraid to take a shower after I saw Psycho because I thought blood was going to come out of the shower head.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because when you see the blood, it's looking down. So you think it's coming, as a little kid, you think it's coming out of the faucet, not out of the... Okay.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
You know, Texie's father makes him watch snuff films with him.
Oh, well, that's special. That's really special. God, he's a nice dad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, one more. There's too many on here.
I can't. Yeah, there are a lot. All right.
Find a good one.
All right, I'm going to see one second.
How about, I think this one is a serial killer. I'm going to pick one that I think is a serial killer. Death comes with the territory. See you in Disneyland. Yes! Oh, and this is good because this is very topical. Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, said this. And you know where Richard Ramirez is from?
No, where is he from? Seattle.
Seattle. He's in
and Disneyland. And that's where, well, Disney World. But that's where you go when you win the Super Bowl. So we're tying this in left and right.
God, for real. Yeah, Richard Ramirez, he's in jail right now in Seattle, somewhere outside of Seattle, wherever the prison is around here.
All right, I found one, and I got it right, and it is, tell her to be my girlfriend, or she'll never see her parents again.
Tell her to be my girlfriend, or she'll never see her parents again?
Yep.
A kid?
A kid, and it was a 7-year-old boy.
Oh, my God, that's Footer in grade school.
He said...
No, he's... not even grade school, that's Footer now.
Well, let me... Can I... I want to play something real quick.
Yeah, go for it. We got 10 minutes to blow.
So, well, I'm gonna throw up Texie's new thing while I find this other thing here. But it's 1 minute, and this is Texie's new promo for the Red Show here.
It's the Red Show Wednesday nights after the world famous Hippo Juice.
Y'all, great Tide jokes. Here we go.
We have an Oakland teen suspect of killing sister over laundry. That's the Tide tie-in.
Police are searching for the killer of a 17-year-old Oakland, California mother.
So Daisy.
Here's what's fucking hysterical about this. Is Texie made a legit joke. You didn't catch that, Jason. So you thought he was making a laundry Tide joke.
P-Rock, can we kill that news story? I got a way better version.
Well, this happened yesterday afternoon.
Wait, could you stop that for a minute? You said you have a way better version.
All right, oh, ding, in yours, they only interview the father one time. And in that one, they don't interview the police chief.
Join us live Wednesday nights, only on More Like Radio.
That's really good. Maybe Tex will make one for us.
He should.
He should. He's very good.
And then, you know Brain Stew Radio, right?
No, who are those?
Oh, so Brain Stew Radio. It's Mike from Brain Stew, also known as Punchy. Uh-huh. Well, they moved to Sunday, so let's tell everybody that. 2 to 4 Sunday between Sully Show and The Shoot, Hammy and Punchy. And
that's
Hammy, he rescued a cat. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
He rescued a cat, and I'm not a cat person, by the way. So I'm not a serial killer, but I don't really like cats. But he rescued this cat named Belle, and he bought Belle basically a used car's worth of surgery to save her. He spent a lot of money on her, and at the Reg, you know, we did a little promo. We're going to be giving out a couple of Red Show shirts to people who donate. He has a GoFundMe. And with a minimum $5 donation, if you put in the hashtag Red Show Shirt at tinyurl.com/helpbelle, B-E-L-L-E, anything $5, put in the hashtag Red Show Shirt. We are going to give away a couple of shirts to some fans.
Hey, I donated $25 last week.
Well, we should enter you in twice. Actually, you'll get a shirt anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Right? Don't play favorites with me. I donated some money. Who can't donate money for animals? Fuck people.
Yeah, and he doesn't have $3,000 to spend on a cat.
Well, the thing is,
has $3,000 to spend on a goddamn cat. By the way,
the thing is that he didn't know this. Like, the cat was having all these problems, and took it to the vet, and it turned out that its pelvis had been broken at some point because whoever had the stray cat abused it and broke its pelvis at some point. So that's why it's having all the problems. So not only is it a stray cat that he rescued, but it was abused, and that's bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't like any animal being abused. So I will support a cat.
Except, you know, seagulls.
Listen, I just wanted to eat my hoagie.
Fuck you and your hoagie.
In peace, all right? I wanted to eat my Wawa hoagie at the beach in goddamn peace, okay?
The Green River Killer is from Seattle, not Richard Ramirez. I do that wrong every time. Richard Ramirez is from California, I think. Gary Ridgway? Yes, Gary Ridgway. Why do I get them mixed up all the time?
So many serial killer fans. Serial killer fans make the best radio people.
I think Tex Punchum knows more than me, actually, which pisses me off, because I want to at least have one thing that I can do better than him.
P-Rock is doing yard work in Houston. On the 1st of February, you do yard work.
Hey, last week, it doesn't really get that cold here, and it rains a lot, so the grass doesn't ever stop growing. And last week, somebody was outside cutting their grass.
Cutting their grass? How does it? Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
I know how the grass grows right now.
Because it gets up to like 50 degrees here every day. It doesn't get that, it's not that cold here, believe it or not, because we're surrounded by the Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim.
The Pacific Rim keeps us safe and warm.
Hey, your favorite actor was in that movie, by the way.
I know. Isn't he fucking hot? And you know what? I tried to watch it because Mike had the DVD and he brought it home. And I tried to watch it and I was bored after 15 minutes.
I think the first 15 minutes are a little slow.
Okay. So if I get past the first 15 minutes, then I might like it.
Yeah, there's like a big battle right at the beginning, and then there's kind of a slow part where he stops running those big, you know, where he stops running the Jaegers for a while, and he works a, you know, a shitty factory job for a while. So, and then he gets recruited back with that cute Japanese girl. Yeah. I really love her.
That's another problem that I had with the movie.
Is the cute Japanese girl?
You know, I have a problem with Asians.
Just Asians in general?
Just Asians in general, although they make some good fucking food. Go Pack Joe. Safe travels, my son. Safe travels. Godspeed. He's on his way to the Olympics in Sochi. And right now he is, last time I talked to him, he was in Istanbul.
So he's going to the Compton of Russia, which is why I heard Sochi is the absolute like dog shithole of Russia.
Why'd they pick it for the Olympics then?
I know when we wanted the Olympics here in 2016 and it's going to be in Brazil instead, in Chicago,
Brazil isn't any better. Fucking people getting raped and robbed every 5 minutes.
Right. But the reason you want the Olympics is because it gives you like 4 years of construction, infrastructure, you can get new sports teams after it's over because you build these, you know, I mean, that's the, you know, the Winter Olympics is a little different. You know, you can't really, but the outdoor Olympics, you know, the Summer Olympics, you can get like a second football team if you want. You know, it's a draw, but you get, there's a ton of money that comes in. It's like 4 years of growth guaranteed for an area.
Yeah. I never even heard of Sochi until they started talking about it.
And I thought it was in like Korea. Sochi sounds like it should be in Korea.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does sound like an Asian name.
Speaking of Asians, shit, Asians.
Oh, God. Sochi is a beach resort town, Gopak Joe says.
Because it's on the, is that the Adriatic or the Black Sea that they have right there? What is, he'll.
I failed geography. I failed a lot. I failed history and geography and science and barely passed English.
He says it's by Chechnya. Oh, well, Chechnya. I mean, I heard that's a great place.
Yeah, Chechnya. I hope it's near fucking Chernobyl.
No, Chernobyl's in the Ukraine.
All right. Well, we got to wrap this shit up. And thank you, Scrambler, for sitting in for dear Rorschach.
Holly, before we find out if e-cigs or vaping are going to kill us, mm-hmm. don't die from vaping, okay? As I take a puff off my blue e-cig right now.
Well, you know what? Yeah, last week I was talking about the vape and saying that I felt like it was healthier than smoking. And then I am Pikey decided to throw into the chat that I'm going to die anyways because there's shit in there. But so I went online, of course, afterwards and started looking it up, which is as bad as trying to diagnose yourself on WebMD because it always turns out to be cancer. And God damn it. But it's the stuff that they use to make the syrup or the juice that it has the nicotine in it is supposed to be good for you. They call it juice. The juice, baby. I got melon flavor juice and it tastes wonderful and it smells like Yankee candles.
Oh, so it makes you think of Rorschach every time you take
yes,
a puff.
Yes, yes. It's made out of propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, and polyethylene glycol. It sounds scary, but that stuff is like not bad for you. It's in a lot of stuff, like fingernail polish.
Oh, that's good.
And the radiator juice. Oh. So basically, I'm smoking, what's that stuff you put in radiators?
Antifreeze.
I'm smoking antifreeze and fingernail polish. Sounds good to me.
Absolutely. Why not?
Maybe I should go back to smoking cigarettes. It's probably a lot healthier.
There we go. I finally got my link up for Punchy and I. We do a new podcast. It's all movie related. Let me squeeze that in.
Oh, that's right. The Long Cut. I got to check this out. It's on Podomatics.
Yep. And if you click on the tinyurl.com/thelongcut, it'll take you right to the Podomatics. You can download it. It's just something we do an hour a week, just bullshit about movies.
Yay. I'm going to listen to it right afterwards. Because Punchy is, you know what? Anytime I want to watch a movie, because now that I have Hulu Plus, it has all those Criterion Collection movies on it that Punchy loves. So
loves those.
I know. So anytime I want to watch a movie, like on Saturday night is my movie night, I just go to his Amazon wish list. Have you seen his Amazon wish list?
I have. And we talked about you in episode 2 because you bought him a Criterion Collection movie off his wish list for his birthday and didn't tell him. And he opened it in the mail and he was all excited about it.
I know. And it was one with Audrey Hepburn, who is my favorite. And it also has Charade. It was called Charade. But it had Audrey Hepburn in it, who's one of my very favorite actresses of all time. She's amazing. Now I'm gonna have to go watch Breakfast with Tiffany, because you know what her name is in Breakfast with Tiffany's?
Holly
Golightly. It all comes back to me in the end. It always comes back to me because it's all about me.
It is.
And all about Scramblers. All right, best of luck to the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow, and hopefully they'll win so that guy doesn't need to have his tattoo laserly removed. Thanks, Joe Conti, for calling in. You're a wonderful soul. We love you to death. And thanks for everybody that was in the chat. See you next week and see you on Twitter. And I don't have anything to go out to this week because Rorschach's not here and he usually plays a song. So,
what do you want to play? I gotcha.
Just play something. Play one of Footer's songs.
I don't have any of Footer's songs loaded up in the thing. I don't. I apologize.
All right. Wait. Footer. No, you know what I need? Indian. I can't find any. Don't make the... it's already not 10:59.
All right. Well, we'll play it out for a minute. When it cuts us off, we'll be gone.